And now it's letter time. Our editor, Sasha Woodruff, is here with me. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Farai. How's it going?
Well, I'm planning vacation time. As most of our listeners know, National Public Radio has decided to cancel News and Notes. Our final day of broadcast will be March 20th, 2009.
And, you know, it was really amazing. That announcement really flooded our letters mailbox. It was overwhelming and really touching to see the responses we got from our listeners. I've picked out a few highlights from our mailbag.
Here's one from Morgan Keenan in St. Louis, Missouri. She wrote, "I heard about you guys not being around anymore. Tell me it's not true. You are the first radio program that made me fall in love with NPR. Thank you so much for all your hard work and all that you do." Well, Morgan, I have some good news, which is that one of the highlights of this year was spending debate night in St. Louis at UMSL with the Talk of the Nation crew, plus the kind folks at the university and at station KWMU. Hi, guys. Love you. Thanks, Morgan.
Then Jonathan Brownlee in South Florida wrote us this. "As a gay white man of 39 years, I'm very sorry to hear News and Notes is being axed. I'm devastated, really. Not only have I learned a great deal from the black perspective, I've greatly appreciated the honest, fair, positive, and compassionate depiction and treatment of gay people on your show. It's good to be treated equally for a change. Thank you. Much love and luck and happy holidays."
Sharon Chase in Washington, D.C. sent us this. "I'm very sorry to hear that News and Notes will be going off the air in March. It's a quality program that is informative and entertaining. Programs like this that NPR provides have made me want to recycle my TV once and for all, much to my husband's dismay. I am making a donation to NPR to help in the small way that I can."
And Gina Pera in San Mateo, California, sent us this. "I'm a 52-year-old white person, and this is one of my favorite shows. So if you think that this show has, quote, limited appeal, think again. Please cancel something else."
And finally, Joe Bennett in Dallas, Texas, chimed in with this. "I am very disappointed that of all the shows that could be canceled, News and Notes was. It's the only one that is specifically addressing the concerns of African Americans. As an American with African heritage, I think it is very important to have my issues addressed on the airwaves. I'm sure that you will say that the other shows address these issues. However, I disagree in the format in which they do. More often than not, it is addressed not from the African American perspective."
And that's it for letters. Thank you so much for your letters and love this week. Please keep your thoughts coming over the next few months.
To write to us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. When you get there, you'll see lots of shows to choose from. Make sure you pick News and Notes when you write to us and keep writing to us. We're here with you for 3 more months.
Also, be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Thanks, Sasha.
No problem.
That's our show for today. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us and continue to share your time with us. You can visit us online at nprnewsandnotes.org. That is our show page, or our blog and newsletter at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow we look at what the federal government is planning to do about huge financial frauds like the Bernard Madoff scandal, which may cost Americans tens of billions of dollars. We'll be right back.